Children throughout the country are going back to school, either in person or remotely, and parents now have another challenge ahead, putting breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks together while also navigating their work days. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has some suggestions to help us, and she joins me now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Tanya.
Okay, so you're singing my song, the first day of school for my kids. They ran up the stairs for their quick lunch break, and I realized, oh, we've got to have things prepared like the lunch ladies do at school. I mean, how do we make it easier on ourselves while also planning for all of these meals?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, this is such a hectic time of year in the best of circumstances, but throw a pandemic in and you've got kids downstairs on the computer doing school and you're upstairs trying to work, and it can be crazy making. The answer is make ahead meals, simple meals, but really satisfying. And in terms of the kids and snacks and lunch, whether your kids are at home or going to school, I say pack the lunch. I say pack the snacks. Get the drinks ready. Maybe even designate a shelf in the refrigerator that's just for the kids, so they know when they get a break and they're going for snack, they know where to get it. They don't have to bother you. They don't have to interrupt your work. Something to make it a little bit easier. But some very concrete ideas. This week, I made a granola bar, which sounds like, why would you make that? You can buy those things. But it was very simple and so much better than those bars, which often have gobs of sugar and things.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. I mixed oats and nuts and dried apricots and sunflower seeds and sesame seeds with ginger and cinnamon and maple syrup. And you press this mixture down in a baking sheet. You really compact it. You bake it. You let it come out. Let it sit for 15 minutes and cut it into bars. And boy, we have just been gobbling them up all week. Great snack. You can crumble it on yogurt and fruit for breakfast, and it'll last all week, and you can make it ahead. So that's a quick energy bar for your kids and for you.
Yeah, it sounds really great. I mean, it sounds so lovely. I'm already proud of myself for making it. I haven't made it yet. So thank you for that. What about soup?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I want to ask you about soup, though. I mean, soup is a favorite in my household. It's a good lunch option that you can make ahead. Do you have any suggestions?
I do. I also this week made a sort of Portuguese-style kale, chorizo, and chickpea soup. And it's almost verges on being a stew. It's thick and hearty. If your kids don't like kale, you could use spinach or Swiss chard. You could use sweet Italian sausage. You could even use a vegetarian sausage and make it with vegetable broth. But I used spicy chorizo, a leek, some potatoes, kale, and chickpeas, which add a great meatiness. And then this very thick soup, I grate some fresh Parmesan cheese on top, a little green salad and bread. And I was eating it for lunch and dinner for several days. And it also freezes very well. So that is a very simple, easy one to go to.
You always make me so hungry. And also that, like, I can actually do this. So this is great. You know, it's also helpful to have dinners that you can make ahead. What are your suggestions for that?
So one of the really great tricks is you take a sheet pan and you put your entire dinner on it. And in this case, I'm talking about chicken, potatoes, carrots, and broccoli. So I took chicken thighs. I put those in the middle of a large sheet pan, cut up some potatoes on the side, sliced a broccoli lengthwise so that it almost into quarters. So it's almost like you have four little broccolis, and then some carrots, drizzled it with olive oil and oregano and fresh lemon juice. And then I drizzled honey on top at the end. Your whole meal is in one pan. P.S., one dish to clean at the end of the night. And there's something for everyone. You can prepare the whole thing ahead, pop it in the oven an hour before you eat, or you can pre-cook it, undercook it slightly, pop it in the oven for 10 to 15 minutes before you sit down. And you've got everything in one pan. Very appealing.
I love these ideas, and we're going to have more ideas that folks can see on our website. But this idea of actually packing the lunch and snacks is such a good one, and at eye level for the kids too, right?
Exactly, because you know how it is. Like, Mom, I'm hungry. Dad, where's my snack? It's like, you're working, you're into your day. You have to establish a routine where, okay, this is where your snack is, this is where your drink is, this is where your lunch is, in your lunchbox, as if you're going to school. And clearly, if they are going to school, you'll have packed it the night before.
Well, we have been talking about making ahead meals with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, and we'll have all of her recipes and suggestions at hereandnow.org. Kathy, as always, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Tanya. Send me pictures of what you cook.
I promise I will do it. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Tanya Mosley.
And I just ate half a box of Wheat Thins. That sounded so good. I'm Robin Young. It's here and now.